Now time for our conversation with the coach of Cavalry FC. It is Tommy Wheeldon Jr. Tommy, this is uncharted territory for us. Conversation coming off of a defeat this time. I'm sure you kind of knew going in this probably wasn't going to be a perfect, completely undefeated season, but the first one has to sting a little bit.
Of course. I mean, this is professional sports, right? So you'd love to be invincible. Reality is that you can't be. But the probably the bitter pill to swallow was the performance that we put in. The boys really wanted to win the first part of the season, the spring season, in front of our fans. We had a packed house at Spruce Meadows. The boys put in a great effort. And you know what? I think we outshot, outpossessed, put more balls into the box than they did. The difference is the only stat that ever really matters is the numbers on the scoreboard. And they scored early on us, and we just couldn't get that tie-in or go-ahead goal. And of course, it's a tough one to take, but we have to have a short memory in this league because we play again Wednesday, and you know, matters are still in our hands, which is what we've been working for this whole time.
So a game like that where you're happy with a lot of the ways that you played, it's just the result that ends up not going your way. Is it tough to not overreact to that and change a bunch of things just because of the result? Or is this just kind of a stick to the game plan because 9 times out of 10 yeah. you win that game anyway?
Yeah, we live by, the saying, you are what you repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence is a habit, not an act. We're habitual, the way we train, the way we perform. We've shown that in preseason. I think we had an undefeated preseason, went through May and almost all the way through June without defeat as well. So, you know what, we're not going to hit the panic buttons. We had a good performance. We just didn't get the result that our performance merited. We've got, you know, we're top of the spring portion with 2 games to play and 2 points ahead. So, you know, everything's in our destiny. So I think that's the best thing. You know, Monday morning is always the same. You know, we look at the game we've just played. We look at a good, better, best. What do we do well? What could we do better? And what's the best version of ourselves? And we take that into Wednesday's game.
And with this loss, I think part of what would sting with it as well, as you mentioned, the home crowd there very much behind you, just seeing social media reaction from this game, the first thing that got brought up every time someone tweeted about this was the atmosphere at Spruce Meadows. Mm-hmm. I remember going to the first game in the snow and watching the win and hearing some people saying, okay, well, that everything is fun right at the beginning. Let's see if this can carry on. Well, we're now late into June. Your next home game is going to be in July. I would say this thing's kind of carrying on. What do you say to the fan support you've had so far?
Oh, they've been amazing. You know, I think there was about 5,000 on Saturday. It felt like a really great football event. I mean, the lower plaza was packed from the pictures and the video footage I've seen. The noise in the stadium was outrageous. It was almost like the fans were trying to suck the ball into the goal and almost all but did. This is we're around for a long time. You know, the investment, from Spruce Meadows into this is now we want to be a big main fixture of the Calgary sports community. We want to make a difference in the Canadian, soccer culture. You've seen that with the men's team now going out and putting, 7 past Cuba. You know, we're in a golden era of football in this country, and what we're trying to do here in Calgary is play our role in it, and it's growing. You know, July 10th is a huge game because it's an opportunity to play against the MLS's Whitecaps, and they have a great brand, and it just shows now, the amount of, you can be out at the grocery store, you can be driving down the road and you're seeing the Cavalry logo. People are buying into the belief and the purpose of what this club's trying to do. And honestly, it's humbling, but it's exciting in the same token.
Is it tough to not look ahead to that game July 10th against the Vancouver Whitecaps? Still, obviously, something very big to take care of in the CPL. But is it tough to not look ahead at that kind of marquee matchup with the Vancouver Whitecaps?
Yeah, do you know what? I think the players and the coaching staff we have, we're just one game at a time. And we know, a good result against York, seals the deal and puts us into the spring championship. You know, we've also got an opportunity to do that against Pacific on July 1st, so we've got 2 bites of the cherry. Once that's done, then we'll start looking towards our next game with an eye on July 10th, because we've got to play York now on Wednesday. July 1st, we play Pacific, and then we return July 6th to play Pacific, and then it's the Whitecaps. So there's still a bit of work to do. Players are still, getting back to fitness. We've got Nick Ledgewood and Mauro Stacchio that want to be, they're chomping at the bit to try and get back in the fixture. But we've got a squad that's really, really performing well. And these games going in now, there's a great carrot to be dangled for the July 10th.
Earlier in the month, we were talking about the schedule and all the travel you guys would have to go through, going from Hamilton to Calgary to Edmonton to Halifax to Calgary to Toronto to Vancouver, back to Calgary, back to Halifax. Now that you're about halfway through this, how do you feel like your team has responded to that sort of travel?
Very well. I mean, you know, again, we don't make excuses. We make adjustments. And for us, we traveled as late as we could to Halifax, and then we made sure that we came back just as best as we could to then get ready for the next game. And you know what? We're in one of the world's biggest countries. Travel is going to be part of it, so we've got to adapt and overcome. And I think the guys have traveled very, very well.
Up next for you, as you mentioned before, York 9 FC coming up on the 26th out in Toronto. They're a team that right now at the bottom of the table, although there's a tie there. What do you make of your opponents coming up this week?
Do you know what? It's going to be a tough game. I've got a lot of respect for Jimmy Brenn, this group that they put together at York. What makes it interesting is their pitch is the smallest in the league. You know, they're playing at York University. It's another, you know, 10 metres narrower than the average pitches around than our pitch. So, you know, it's going to be a very, very tight game. You know, they're not scoring much, but neither are they conceding many. So it's going to be a very tight and cagey match. And, you know, the home team always has the added advantage. So we've got to be like road warriors. You know, what we've done very well this far when we've gone away to Forge, to Edmonton, to Pacific, to Halifax, we've gone there and won. You know, that's what I love about our guys is they got a great spirit about them. You know, they like going into these tough situations and coming out with a result. And, you know, like I said, much respect to what York have built, but we're looking for a result that we can bring home.
Obviously, one of the main goals of this league is to help the future of this sport in this country. You mentioned it before, Canada in the Gold Cup, getting 7 goals against Cuba. What have you made of their performance? I'm sure you have an eye on what they're doing at the Gold Cup.
Yeah, do you know what? It was funny. It was a day off yesterday, and I think I watched about 6 football matches, and Canada against Cuba was one of them. I think for us, you know, we want, you know, the thing for this league and for us as a club, you know, when 2026 rolls around, and we're one of the co-hosts, you know, Edmonton will be one of the host cities. But what's Calgary going to say about it? For us, we want to make sure that there's a player that's come through our club that will be representing Canada at that World Cup. I think what Canada has done, and under John Herdman, he's brought excitement to the football environment across this country. You know, he's very positive in the way he speaks. You know, we're in a golden era now where you're seeing Alphonso Davies. You know, he's at Bayern Munich. He's playing well. Jonathan David is the same age. He's only 19. He's playing for Genk in Belgium. And he's scoring goals, and he's about the second or third highest goal scorer in Gold Cup history, and he's 19. You're looking at Junior Hoylett and Scott Arfield. These guys have been Premier League footballers. Tiba Hutchinson, maybe this is his swan song performance. And they've got some young defenders coming through, like Derek Cornelius at the Whitecaps. So I think what's really good about this team is there's a great energy about them, and it's an exciting time for Canadian soccer.
You mentioned wanting to develop players through your system onto a World Cup team. Is there much discussion between the national team and the Canadian Premier League right now, or do they just kind of let you guys do your own thing?
No. And credit to the Canadian soccer. They've come out and met with us. So Mauro Biello, you know, he's a former teammate of Martin Nash, my right-hand man, and also, you know, played for the Canadian national team, was Montreal Impact coach. He's John Herdman's assistant, and part of his remit is, you know, he's bridging the gap between the 18s to 23s. So he's looking, you know, I think he's been out, they've been watching our games, and we've had some chats about, you know, how this CPL can help now these younger players that around that 18 to 23, and we got a bunch of them. You look at Marco Carducci, 22, 23, Elijah Adekubi, Joel Waterman, Nico Pasquotti. These guys are getting significant minutes that, you know, give it a year or two, and their careers could really, really progress further.
Last one for you. Have you been able to keep an eye on what the women's national team is doing with the Women's World Cup? They play Sweden in the round of 16 today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's great because this is the Women's World Cup is a really great event as well. And obviously I've got the divided loyalties between England, my place of birth, and Canada, which is my, my adopted country. And I've been, you know, keeping tabs on both of them. I mean, Christine Sinclair is 2 goals away from capturing the record. So there's an excitement around that. You know, I think Kenneth Moller has done a really good job in taking over from the reins that John has and kept that momentum going. So I think, the women's have a good chance, you know, they're against a tough opponent, so they've got to be on their game as well and make sure they do what they do best.
Tommy, thank you for doing this today. Really appreciate it. Best of luck coming up with all the travel, and we look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thanks for having me on.
There you go, Tommy Wheeldon Jr., the man in charge of everything Cavalry FC.